gotta make sure shit don't get out of hand like it did last week.
Nah, I'm gonna
okay.
We'll be.
Oh yeah, somebody got it. What you pondering on?
Yeah,
oh,
that's
okay.
Let me know where I'm hopping.
Oh, I will.
Why?
No, no, so I can. So I want to deliver them a sonnet. What, man? I have to be ultra sweet.
Hey, Tasha, make sure you got that mic up.
Yeah, put it close to your mouth. You're gonna be playing sometimes.
You know, I don't like things by my mouth.
I know. That's why your man. Gonna
I let him do all the work.
Okay.
Oh, he's not going nowhere.
Man.
No.
Coconut's better than pineapple.
Pineapple Express.
He's not going nowhere. Hell, I had to sneak the other one to go somewhere.
Wait, what?
You had to do what to what now?
Yes. Sneak. Oh my God, are you recording?
Ben.
Girl.
Oh my God. So I can't say it. I had to do some things. So my ex-husband, like we were married almost 10 years. He would not give me a divorce. Like I begged. I've tried to bring in other people to him. Like he would not give me a divorce. Like I had to literally like on some fake shit, like go and be like, I don't know where the fuck this man is. He disappeared.
You sure you want that recorded too?
Yeah, he magically popped up after we got divorced.
Y'all still good?
Yeah, we good.
So,
you got children, Mom?
Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You got kids, buddy.
We good. That's just that Jamaican stuff. They just kind of crazy.
Don't look at me, bitch.
Your boyfriend Jamaican?
He ain't my boyfriend.
I'm going to pray for you if he is. Jamaicans is crazy.
You ain't got your pussy looking.
Now, he's going to be a great... Sex is going to be awesome.
He don't suck pussy.
He's going to be...
Jamaican don't need pussy.
That Jamaican did.
Wow.
And he's going to be a great provider. But everything else with him is going to be fucked
your
the
boy
fuck up.
Poom poom?
Don't have no babies, no nothing.
I like. Hope I ain't got no Jamaican listeners tonight.
They know how they
me
are.
Me sorry.
They know how they are. That's some foreigners. They know how they are.
Hey, who's late tonight?
Shay ass.
Shay motherfucking
now she want to come walking through the motherfucking door.
Who can walk through the door?
She late ass.
You can just say, listen,
I was here first.
So combative.
Just late. Come on, Teddy Bear Bay.
How you doing? Shay, we got fresh meat for you tonight.
I see the little tenders over
here. One of them has an anger problem, so they're not. She's not too goddamn tender.
She's from the west side of Chicago. You from the west side, huh?
No, south side.
South side.
Oh yeah,
south
side. She likes to fight.
East side.
Oh, I thought it was a Wild Hunters or something.
What streets?
You
okay, my folks stay East 92nd and right by the Indiana border.
Give me some love
in
Shay.
Hey, 3 minutes in, how's everybody doing?
Oh, we ain't start without her, we're gonna start without me.
Oh no, well, let's start with you then.
We didn't start without you. Why are you drinking your Four Locos?
First of all,
we did start without you.
This is Reds, okay? Mind your business.
Okay, how's everybody
your drink
doing
is
tonight?
My business.
I'm good, man. Hey, you see why I had to stop at the corner store? It would never was an athlete. I'm an athlete.
You why I stopped at the corner store right now.
Before we get started, even though we 3 minutes in.
Who in the motherfucking house, bro?
Oh, Lord.
Welcome to episode 21 of Seriously Out of Pocket Podcast.
You tried it.
Oh, my
episode God. 21.
Episode 21. I am your awesome host. I had a moniker for myself tonight. I can't even remember what Mr. Love song. That's who I am tonight, Mr. Love song. I got the crew in the house, and we a little full tonight, man. And we got Mr. Rock back tonight, man. So we got a full house. So first off, we got Eddie K.
A.K.A. Eddie the Lear, man, thank y'all. We are 1,000 motherfucking views, listens, whatever the fuck you want to call it. To Patreon, man, I appreciate y'all for doing everything y'all doing. Hey, ladies, how y'all doing? I'm gonna be home soon. Trust me, I ain't gonna be here long. I ain't sitting down or nothing like that. I'm just waiting on some shit. All right.
Hold on. Before we get to our next co-host, we ended the last episode with somebody flirting, and we just started this episode with somebody flirting. And this time, we're gonna move the camera to this side of the room because somebody's getting complimented on their hair with iHearts right now.
That ain't us. I look nice on my head, though.
That's nice.
It does look nice.
And Nikki,
Got that wet wavy.
It's like it's both ours. Like she just keep it on her head. 28. No, you're getting complimented Brazilian. Right now for your hair.
Okay, thank you.
You're very
see,
welcome.
You see, pretty girls don't even know how to say thank you.
That's what I just said. Thank you.
I said nice.
How are they supposed to say it? It's not how they say it, it's what they say.
Why we couldn't start and end before she got here?
Shay Preezy in the house.
Shay Preezy is in the house.
He's talking to you.
Oh, God. I had to stop and get thought juice, and you see why.
Because she's the biggest thought.
I had to get something.
That's why she going to get the
coronavirus. It's all right. See you next week. And Miss Champagne is in the house.
Look at this. Look at this.
Somebody...
Go ahead.
I was just Champagne, you are looking to my Instagram.
You are over there looking a little silky tonight.
Look. You know when they get some hair. Look.
With the little easy.
First of all, I always got hair on my head. The it easy may be different hair every time, but it's always hair on my head.
Okay.
If your head went to her ass, we wouldn't have been able to.
No, what I just tonight. Took off today went to my ass.
None tonight.
All right. This episode is brought to you by the Brothers Destiny Grooming Center. Eddie, you going?
Brother Destiny Grooming Foundation, man. The Grooming Center, 2822 Jefferson Street, man. All right, look, we done told y'all so many times. Go back and listen to other goddamn episodes. I ain't doing that shit again.
And the Rush Valley Group Network.
Rush Valley Group Network. Some more shit coming soon, I promise, once I get off my ass.
We got a lot coming for you guys. We got Mr. Rock in the house tonight, man. Again, thank you. Without you, we wouldn't have this lovely establishment to do what we do in and act a fool. Thank you. All right, now to our... fresh meat.
They're not fresh.
Let me sit up.
They're not fresh.
Who the hell is you?
It's a hater in
the room. Hi.
Hater.
We got two, and we got a gentleman in the background too. But we're gonna go ladies first. Who we got in the house tonight?
They might need to be
this
near
Angela,
Mike.
And I'm Daytona.
Angela and Dave.
You know what I'm saying? It's a
whole now hold on. Is this like a tag team stripper?
Oh, okay. It's a stripper name.
You ever fall off a pole before? I'm just playing. Okay. It's
a stripper name.
It's your stripper name. Your stage name. Are you dancers?
No.
Okay. Are you in the film industry?
No. I should be.
What do you do for a living?
I don't know.
I think you should stand up and show me something.
I
think you need to show me something.
And we got one of Eddie's boys back here. That's all we're going to get from him. He's going to let him sip his Crown Royal. Hey, man, how y'all doing? How was y'all weekend? Valentine's Day is over with.
Okay. Over.
Have you got the scent off of you? From whatever it is you did on Valentine's Day.
I would hope so.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I would think people wash their ass.
Okay, I'm not even going to talk about what I'm doing online right now. But how was y'all weekend?
What I did this weekend?
What did you do?
My weekend was great.
Was it? What did you do this weekend?
It was a family weekend. Me and the kids went to go see Monster Jam.
Did you?
Yeah.
They got a new one out?
Yeah, a couple trucks caught on fire.
That's what's up.
It was nice. It was a good experience.
It's not supposed to be.
Dope. Eddie, how was your weekend, man?
Man, me and my wife celebrated our first year anniversary.
Okay. Congratulations.
What the girlfriend did.
Right. No doubt. She treated us to a
couples massage?
No. Well, that's coming up. But no. She treated us to the aquarium.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just kid shit, whatever.
I've been
So how long you and your girlfriend been together?
We've known each other 10 years.
I know that part.
Well, God.
I just want to know when y'all anniversary is. Like,
Angela, they're taking applications.
Because when we ended the show last time, actually.
Technically not, because they already claimed Ronnie Love.
No. This is a close set.
They both claimed Ronnie Love.
We were
in agreement.
What'd you say? $200,000 household?
Okay. Yeah, man. Close to it. We damn near close. I think after this year, I think we should be straight, man. You know, now me and the wife celebrated a year.
Congratulations,
in this
man.
Thing.
That's Black love.
Beautiful. Amazing woman that she is. Gave birth, I think, like a couple months after we got married and shit. But yeah, everything was solid, man. We celebrated 1 year.
So now, when do you and the girlfriend celebrate? Y'all got an anniversary too?
What do you mean, him and? She both of their girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay, when is y'all girl?
So that means she should be spoiled as fuck because both of y'all got to treat her, right? Y'all both would treat her since she's both your girlfriend.
Well, everybody gets treated every single day. So
no,
it's kind of, you know what I'm saying?
She gets double.
Everybody gets double.
No, no, no. She gets double. When's your anniversary?
For which one?
Is the wife on?
No, she not on.
Nah, they not on. Believe me, I'm going to tell you when they
They so, waiting on a pizza and Eddie.
So when's the girlfriend's anniversary? When
I think y'all become official? Like September 22nd or you something
think?
Like that.
You think?
I mean, I don't have to remember that one.
Why are you
Oh, see, y'all making it seem like it's bad. No, I'm saying, but like.
Why don't you? I just want to know.
Well, one, we don't really celebrate holidays. Okay, because every day is dope as fuck.
Then how can y'all just celebrate it?
But the anniversary is special. It's marriage, man. Like, you don't do that shit.
So she's special enough for you to have her ass.
No, no, no. You're trying to call
But she's not special enough for you to remember moving your anniversary.
Moving forward.
Okay. Okay.
We will not do that to you tonight.
Like, girlfriend, whenever you log on, please let us know officially when your anniversary date is.
She don't give a fuck.
Just so that maybe we can give you a gift because the person you with don't know.
She don't give a fuck about that bullshit.
I just want to know when the date is.
We play video games and we cook together. That's our shit. We do that all the time.
So when do you do that?
Okay.
That's what we do.
That's all you do?
Household straight, man. Everything good, man.
That's all that matters, right?
So,
I usually start off with the quote of the day, and I promise I won't mess this up.
He's going to mess it up.
You just fucked it up right then. God damn it.
That's an everyday thing.
When you believe in what you're doing, your mind works different.
Oh, you remembered it because it was short?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent you guys a list of movies. I just want to know I just want to know which ones you ain't seen.
Oh,
this is your nigga temperature.
I've seen all of them, but what was it, two or three?
I think it was two. I hadn't seen.
Yeah, I think I missed the movies.
Every black movie you could probably think of.
Set It Off. Let me see. Friday, Every Friday.
It was missing a whole lot of like.
Yeah, it didn't even have some of those on there.
I know one movie that got brought up last week. And I did. Did you listen to what I sent you? Told you to listen to the first 5 minutes of that podcast. And what movie did they mention?
I don't remember.
Just Another Girl in the IRT. I heard you say.
That was a really good movie.
It was not a good movie, but it was just we just liked to watch it because
I heard.
It was,
I went back.
I remember when I was younger. I went to the library to check that movie out.
Y'all, you know what? I like that movie. The three of y'all are some sneaky bastards because it's stuff I never pick up on until I go back and I'm editing the podcast.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
didn't say or do anything.
Did
she always over here being inappropriate?
Nigga, did I snitch on you?
You the one who confirmed it. You should have just been quiet.
Women
can't be quiet.
Get your bread.
Women can't be
get
quiet.
Get your bread, Eddie.
Okay, so, yeah.
Like that
I got
boy.
A little coochie coat going on over there and shit.
That's a little white boy that was
I ain't
stealing
got nothing.
Money.
Man.
The little big hair boy.
Yeah. That's not nice. He's a dwarf.
I heard somebody say
he's
that
a little person.
His mama is wrong for not prepping him for life and letting that boy know the truth that he got a big head. And people
talking
gonna
about
talk
the one
about.
That got bullied.
Yeah, people
go. No, he never got bullied. Hey,
but he ended up being like a 35-year-old man, right?
No, he's really supposed. Well, I don't know how old he is. Supposedly he's a kid, but he never got bullied. So they do schemes like that to get money.
Yeah,
so,
well, it worked.
But he never was bullied.
As long as it worked for them.
Yeah, he worked.
You see the video with him saying "nigga"?
Yeah, he was like, "nigga."
Yeah, bro, wild, man.
What?
Bro, wild for real.
Yeah, man, that was crazy. Speaking of Wilder, Walker, W words that.
I just saw the pictures and read the comments.
Did y'all see the fight this weekend?
Yeah, man, I seen.
I heard that his team, his corner did a good job stopping that fight.
Man,
with the
look,
blood coming out his ear and whatnot.
It was that bad.
Wilder's a nigga.
Yeah.
Wilder's a heavy-handed nigga. Wilder don't have no motherfucking
skills.
He got no skills, bro.
Gotcha.
Wilder the type of nigga, if he hit you, it's over with. If he catch your ass, you're done. And he's done it 42 times. But he's a brawler, man, nigga from the street. So, the white boy,
wasn't prepared for a real boxer.
I mean, the white boy kind of prepared. He whooped his ass last time in the first fight. Wilder whooped the motherfucking ass. Fury got his ass whooped.
Right.
No.
Fury got his ass whooped the first fight.
No, you better go.
Fury was on his ass like four times.
Wilder. So, who won the first fight?
No, the first fight.
Wilder. Wilder won the first one. Wilder won the first one, but they called it a draw.
It was a draw.
It wasn't a draw. Did you see the way
so
that white
boy got
hit? So, I
take it Wilder's the person you go for. That's not your that's
no,
not your
it was
man.
A draw, apparently.
No.
Y'all into boxing, girls? Yeah.
Not at all.
Y'all don't like to watch sweaty men's?
I don't like watching men fight. I love to see girls fight.
Do you? Oh, wait. Whoa. Whoa.
So you must watch that trash TV.
They don't fight.
Where do you watch girls fight at? Do you
trash TV.
They like a mud wrestling place?
No. They be fine for real.
Just because
like women hit people
something.
Hit each other with cars and shit.
Last week we talked about kinks, so I don't know.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Getting your ass whooped is not like getting boxed is not a fetish.
To who?
That's
so,
a trauma.
Some people, you're,
I don't know,
getting
man.
Getting punched in your eye.
Some people like that kind of shit. All right. Not I.
We keep our hands to ourselves.
Okay. Some people like that. We saw what happened, right?
Some people want you to be choked.
Yeah. We saw what happened on that post, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all said some interesting posts then, but before we get to
them, on the train.
One,
oh,
I
my
do,
God. He bopped the fuck out of her.
We going to say screw that movie list, and I'm just going to go with one picture that was sent to the group chat. And I just got to give all praises and honor to Miss Niecy Nash, because that
okay,
yes,
that side shot was
hey now okay now you know it. I like people's mamas and shit.
What did y'all expect? Niecy fine.
I didn't know.
But you gotta understand,
she got a big ass head though. she got a big fucking head.
It don't matter how big women's heads are; they always heavy, so it don't.
Yeah,
even
I mean,
matter.
Light skin girls got big.
But you know, she's not a risque type of. No,
she's always been that safe, like... You
know she's always been the mama.
Like a Morgan Freeman type of actor. No. Like
Morgan Freeman.
Yes, now she can do sexy roles, right?
What's the show with Dana Nailshot?
She was... What she wore that little bathing suit all the time? Was that,
What's the show with them?
Reno 911.
Yeah.
Like
Claws.
Yeah, yeah, she see, they know that.
But she was fine on Reno 911.
Oh, my God.
Party over here.
So you like hood niggas.
I got a question.
No, I'm saying, nigga, you don't, but you lying.
Have either one of y'all ever seen a PBS special? Read a highlight book?
No. Pussy Bowls and Sex.
Huh?
We got that.
I just asked if you ever read a highlight
book.
Hold on. What'd you say? Highlight. They was doing our time. I used to get them in the mail.
You ain't get shit. Your girl.
What'd you say your name was? And what am I supposed to call you? Desire?
I mean,
Daytona. I'm gonna say we get Desire. You got the D right.
Hey, yeah, but hey,
Fort Lauderdale.
Daytona, how old are you?
I'm sorry, no. You from what?
24.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Sister, well, you said a year younger.
Oh Lord.
You 23.
Where y'all from?
I'm from Riverdale. She from Chicago.
Oh.
Oh Lord.
Period.
Jesus Christ. Oh. So what year were you born?
95.
Worthless. What year were you born?
What year were you born?
Extremely worthless. Anybody born after 92 is worthless.
Okay? You said 90?
What happened?
92.
Oh, well, said 92. 92.
You started with a 9?
What?
Yeah.
Anybody born in a year start with a 9 is trash.
What year were you born?
84.
84. How
80s.
How many?
80s.
How many billionaires?
The 90s are trash, bro.
No. 90s
are trash.
Oh, hold on. How many billionaires does the crack era have?
Trash.
How many billionaires does the crack era have?
Trash.
I did. We on like 25, 96. 90s
trash. 90s ain't had nothing good but sitcoms.
But we running shit. We the CEOs.
But nothing good but sitcoms.
We the CEOs and CFOs.
We had Freaknik.
People at Freaknik weren't born in the 90s.
This is true. They were born in the crack ass 80s.
And so we continue.
Moving forward.
Got a question for you guys. Tasha, I know you on your 90-day term and condition.
This is Ace of Spades, sir.
Oh, Ace of Spades. My bad.
I had a new name for
Champagne,
the last 3 weeks.
You're tied down. Am I safe to say?
Yeah,
and she's tied down.
Ain't trying to fight nobody.
Eddie
is tied up. Eddie tied up.
Right.
Eddie tied the fuck up.
Thank you. I mean, every king.
She over here playing with them bungee cords that people put on their trunk, but they don't always hold. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies,
they just get loose.
Ladies, are you two of you single?
I'm single.
Who's single?
Single,
ready to mingle.
Hold on,
or
wait.
Just single?
Do he know that?
Just single and living. Do who know that?
Hoover.
Long as he ain't Jamaican, she all right.
Yeah,
or Haitian.
Or Haitian. If he one of them too, she might want to.
You done dropped it.
Say that. You know.
Money.
I have a question for you. For those of you, and for those of you who are not dating no more, if you could go back, if you came with a warning label, what would it say?
You know,
tread
you
lightly.
Tread lightly. Why?
Warning. Your pussy will get old.
She said tread lightly. She said think twice.
What? Okay. Why am I not? Why?
Why think twice?
Let's put the kickstand down here.
The girl said what she said.
Why are we treading lightly and thinking twice?
You a Jamaican at heart.
No,
you gotta stop talking about Jamaican.
Chicago
your
heart,
Kiwi card.
That's all you need to know.
Her car gonna be keys. She better stop talking about Jamaican.
He'll pay for it.
Why are we treading lightly?
Because, okay, so this is where the 90s babies do be kind of sucking.
Get a girl a mic.
I'm on the mic. I'm good.
Oh, now the people need to hear you.
So can you project?
Anyways.
Okay.
90s
men. I like her too.
Anyways.
Her and her lashes.
90s girls are trash?
Oh, that's bullshit.
90s men are trash.
90s babies in the
70s.
Y'all failed the
90s.
Late 90s. Y'all failed.
No.
Late
90s. That's straight game, though. I ain't gonna lie. That's
straight. But you know what? I agree with her, though.
Okay.
I agree with her that the late 90s. I think there are a few maybe pickings here and there, but majority of them.
Have you dated any 90s men?
Absolutely not.
Exactly. So what you talking about?
I have brothers.
Okay. All your brothers are trash? Damn.
I date my brothers. If you just trying to get a quick fuck, or y'all just trying to go hang and spend some money, absolutely. If you want something that's going to be invested, give him a couple more years. He ain't ready.
I love the advertisement.
So he ain't ready.
So I need to go look in the
19. No. You don't need to look at no motherfucking body.
Especially when your shit was think twice.
You.
Right, your shit was think twice. Stop. You all said right. Think twice.
Because if I asked, if I gave you a room with a hot box in it, right, what would you do with it? It's called a stove, sweetheart. I know. If I gave you a room with a hot box in it, what would you do?
Oh,
okay,
man.
All right. It's more than just Instagram and charging your phone. Okay. We need more.
This is not going to end well.
See, but we were.
This is not going to be well.
Okay.
We had our aunts.
So your dad wasn't around.
So are you domestic? You would say you're domestic?
No.
Meaning like, since you said you were raised by your grandmother and them. Domestic, like you cook, clean. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Do you cook?
Yes.
Okay.
When she hungry.
That nigga said.
She said when she hungry.
I grew up in a big family, so.
Oh, yeah.
Still have that mentality.
Because
you
was like
10
of y'all, right?
It's
10, 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have the mentality where I cook for like a whole week.
Okay.
My portions, like, I probably cook 2 meals.
So
a lot of
people were around. Were any males around?
I have 2 uncles. One of them was in prison.
But that's one uncle.
All my life.
That's one. So every woman in your family pretty much wouldn't shut the fuck up, which is what I'm hearing. They ran
this
every
girl
nigga
just
the fuck
said,
away. So kind of like
this young lady just said she
away.
Cooks and cleans.
They one nigga to jail.
She said she cooks and clean, and the first thing he said was, "Ain't no men been around you."
My pockets ain't food.
First of all, if a woman can cook and clean, she ain't running shit away because all y'all niggas come and flop on whoever couch is cooking and cleaning.
Period.
So ain't nothing being ran away.
Taco
I
night.
The darkest, wettest hole I can find. Don't.
That's
I can
just
do everything
you
myself.
Like, that's because you just like being a whore.
No, because I can do everything myself.
But most men.
Okay, I ain't
no matter how old or how young.
Beta males, right?
Most men.
Lord. Okay.
It can be either one, however you
no,
want.
No, alpha males do that.
Most men.
Okay, I'm hearing.
Want to be fed, whether it be emotionally, mentally, or through their stomach. They
yes.
want to be fed.
Yes.
So if a woman is cooking and cleaning and she's naturally a nurturer, that motherfucker ain't going nowhere.
She ain't say nurture. She ain't say she nurtures. She says
she
cooks.
She cooks.
She might
cooking
say
cleaning is a part of nurturing.
She might say, "Nigga, come get this fucking plate and get out my face."
And that's
not
that's
nurturing.
Part of nurturing.
That's not nurturing, bro.
That's not nurturing, bro.
That's feeding into a man's stereo. Feed me. Shut the fuck up.
And that's all they care about.
No, if a woman cook you a meal and say your fucking plate is in the kitchen, what else you want?
You eat it.
Bye. A woman would never talk to me like
and
that while serving me a plate.
First of all, a woman is not going to say that.
My nice bitch.
Never.
What woman going to say that to you?
Never.
Go to my sweet bitch house because you're cussing.
There's some crazy bitches who talk like that.
I mean,
there's some crazy women who do be like, "Nigga, your food is in the kitchen. Don't fuck with me for the rest of the night."
But see, if he with that type of woman who do that, that's the shit he like. That's what he used to.
Well, everybody who with somebody that do some wild ass shit like it. See, look.
Oh, Jesus.
See?
Wait,
don't eat her spaghetti, y'all. Don't eat her spaghetti.
Don't piss me off while I'm cooking or you're going to get your...
Let me see your fingernails.
She ain't got nails. No.
So. So.
Is it on a paper plate? Is it on a paper plate or a real plate?
It's on a real plate.
I just want you to know.
Nah, don't be dirtying up my dishes for no fucking tacos. If you cooking something with gravy, you can use a real plate. But don't be messing up my dishes for no tacos because you got to clean them dishes.
I just had that conversation today.
No.
Oh, speaking of which. I'm not gonna even mention that tonight.
I think you should.
But I think what you're doing is like, so I just asked you what your warning label is. You know, you just
she
keep
said, think twice,
expounding,
think twice.
But you, now she's explaining why they need
she
to think
said,
twice.
Tread lightly.
Yeah, it's just like
because she might be a.
If she don't wash, if she don't wash her hands before she cook the meal, yeah, you better think
if
twice.
If she's upset when she cooking, don't eat that shit. Because all you're doing is eating. You're eating anger. You're eating the frustration.
But
you don't do that.
Pissing me off. Why would you piss?
Anybody?
Do you what type of things piss you off?
Do you get pissed off easy?
Goddamn.
No.
What type of things piss you off?
What does piss you off?
Did you see how quick she turned that head?
No, not you. Not you. Oh, she can't say it for herself.
If you ask her the same question over and over again, she gonna get mad. So she has
what's
to
over and
I think
over.
That's, I think like, that's, don't ask that's me human. If I say, if you say, baby, I want steak, mashed potatoes, and asparagus, and I'm like, okay, and don't ask me, am I cooking steak, mashed potatoes?
Oh, hell no.
Wait, you said you're 23?
Oh, hell no.
Keep living, baby.
Yeah. You cook steak? Hold on. You cook steak mash?
But him asking...
No.
But him
the
asking...
The man was asking
him
for confirmation.
Would make you mad?
Yes.
I'm saying, but if I confirmed it already...
So if you be like, I want that new Ivy Park, babe. And he be like, I got you. And you know it's getting ready to come...
I'm not going
to ask you listen. And you know it's coming out that weekend. You know, Nick, give a fuck about that, but we might forget. You know, we don't plug it in our phones.
No,
it's not an alert.
That's the thing.
So if it's gonna come out tomorrow, you trying to tell me you're gonna be like, you know, it come out tomorrow, right? You ain't gonna say nothing.
You're not gonna make up nothing.
I don't want it.
You want a new palette, nigga? We don't know when the fucking palettes come out
or where to buy it.
Wait, palette? We talking about
makeup?
Oh,
I'm just saying, like,
you what now?
Nigga sleeping on her.
My point is, it's some shit that we don't give a fuck about. We don't watch for that. Asking somebody the same question twice.
Not
should
twice.
Not.
That's why we just over and over and over. Like,
kind of pressing the issue.
What you cooking? And I say it again. And then he'll be like,
well, is he retarded? Because
some people
have. That's what will irritate you. Like, are you slow?
Some people have processing issues, though.
It's what you want, though.
Okay, wait. So what else? You the same stuff multiple times.
I feel for you, boo.
And you're giving us
whatever.
And we're giving us every reason.
What else make her mad?
Hold on. What's the longest relationship you've been in?
4 years.
Okay. What's the longest relationship you've been in?
3 years.
Okay. What was the problem?
Oh no. We still asking her what make her mad.
How am I give up on make her mad?
No.
Maybe they go hand in hand.
That's what I'm saying. What was the problem? Why did it end?
He cheated.
Of course, he's young.
No, she cussed him out because he asked too many times.
No, I'm going to tell you the problem. He has a dick. So, what was the issue?
The issue on why we ended our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Why you ended the relationship.
No, why it ended.
She said she ended it.
No, it ended.
Okay, me.
After I had my baby with him.
Wow. No, stop. I already
let the girl finish.
Let her finish.
Oh, how about I finish for her?
No.
The fuck?
I can finish for you.
Don't finish for me.
Finish your question. We're
going to say it the exact same time.
One, two.
What?
He was saying no. Ma'am, go ahead and talk.
After we had the baby, he started
disrespecting me. Yeah.
No, nigga, please.
Disrespecting you?
You fell for it.
Level aside from calling me bitches and shit.
Yeah, because he already called you a bitch.
Down in my self love, and you feel what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Making myself love.
So he was abusive. He was mentally and emotionally abusive.
Emotionally abusive. Okay.
Don't
let him make it your fault.
Yeah. I'm not. Why y'all had pregnancy? Was it? That's the only question I was wondering.
He had a child while y'all was together, so he cheated.
Girl, that's why I got divorced.
Doing my college thing. Uh-huh. You're at home doing your
thought. Oh, okay. He done fucked up, slipped up, got somebody pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a valid reason. Oh,
okay.
That's valid. Like that. Okay, that's valid, you know.
So why your relationship doing then? Why your relationship
doing? That was her.
Oh, that was yours.
Yeah, that was her relationship.
You have kids?
No.
You want them? So, we understand why we should tread lightly and think twice.
We definitely understand why you should think twice.
What champagne warning label?
What's your warning label? Slippery when wet.
No, that ain't it.
I don't have a warning label.
You don't have one toxic.
Girl, say it again.
Like what ticks you off? Like, it's something that
beware this booty.
Beware this booty.
If you breathe.
It look good.
You ain't lying. Shit, that wind blow.
What's your warning label?
I don't have a warning label for real.
Girl, okay.
What's my warning label, Shay?
You are the warning label.
Warning, leaky monkey. Because,
you know.
I don't have a warning label.
It's monkey sweat. That's what it is. You got monkey sweat.
Wow.
I'm a brat, so I guess my warning label will just please me.
No.
You have to please me.
Her warning label is, it's my party and I can cry if I want to.
That's the same thing.
And I would accept that.
That's the warning label.
That's the same thing. Everybody know I'm a brat. Everybody know I expect for you to spoil my expects.
I'm light-skinned. I want them my way.
Yeah.
Somebody flat.
They going to replace them.
Somebody flat three.
And they'll replace them.
Wow.
Three of them, so she can't get the insurance claim for four?
Shay, you got any warning labels?
Yeah. You know how you see the shirts that say you look mean and they say I am move? Uh-huh. That's my warning.
I just want to add tonight that your hair looks immaculate, by the way.
You look all right. Little baby twisted it for me after I took it out the bun. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a girl can do some hair. I like
it. Eddie, you got any warning signs?
I can do sewing.
Yeah,
I
can make wigs, too. Can you call me? I need a new one.
Warning, I'm smarter than you. That's what it is.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what was his warning label?
Warning, I'm smarter than you. Don't try to out. If I let you get away with something, and on the back you didn't get away with it.
Warning, I'm an asshole.
Yeah, see, Eddie. One and the same.
Have you ever dated anybody that wasn't smarter than you?
Yes, he's
smarter. Yeah, I did. I actually married her. Name is Asia Moore. She wasn't smarter than me.
How long have you been married?
She talked louder than me.
So the problem
why
is
we never
you?
Discussed?
Oh,
so you're the problem
at this point. Do y'all really want to go through this? Do y'all really want to go through this?
But why we never discussed? Why we never discussed that he's been married four times?
We did. You wasn't here. Do y'all want?
Oh,
to go
yes,
through
so I need to go through.
Let's
well,
go
yeah.
through this.
Wait, is this four concluding now?
Yeah.
So would you think that four times is a charm?
What?
It better be a charm after all
you,
this.
You tell me. The first one, I was in the Army.
Okay.
High school sweetheart. Went to Korea.
I can vouch for the first one.
Yeah, went to Korea.
Okay.
For a year. I came back. She was 4 months pregnant. Clearly, okay. It wasn't my baby, right? Second one. Yeah. So, did that one count? No.
It counts.
Okay, is that one my fault?
It counts.
It's not your fault.
No,
it counts.
His fault right. at that point.
So,
no,
my
no.
problem's on me. Second one is...
Wait, is this when you were sexually harassing the girl?
No, that's like 10 years later.
Oh, okay.
The white girl.
I mean, it's hard to keep... right.
She's white. She's like...
They can go back and listen.
Yeah. Go back to the early episode, okay. Bitch.
A wigger.
She's a nigger.
The second one, the conniving bitch, my oldest daughter, my angel, my everything, my love.
So this is your daughter's mom, but you're calling her bitch.
Funky bitch.
Conniving bitch.
Conniving bitch. Funky conniving bitch.
So you're telling your daughter that
what's new? Yes.
Is a conniving
bitch. Yeah, the other half of you was a stone cold hoe. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, because her daddy is a hoe.
H-O-E.
Capital letters.
That's
what we're raising.
Can I do it? Can I call one? Funky dog head bitch. I'm just playing. Shout out to Snoop. Second one. That bitch,
okay, Snoop Dogg.
That bitch wasn't worth a good goddamn. The two dead fly smash. Used to be her name on my phone. Now it's just BM.
Well, you didn't say what
movement.
The girl did.
Right. That's
everything that you can possibly do to a nigga who's trying to give you the world.
I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to be a little more specific for the police report.
Cheat, beat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she used to beat you?
I've been hit a couple times. I don't hit women. And I said that. Now, you should never say that in a relationship. I learned that shit. You should never say I'm never going to hit your ass because they need to know. And they fucking
I tell them I ain't going to hit them. I'll shoot them. Shit.
And then even this relationship, I tell them to put her fucking head through a wall a lot. And things are pretty good. But the second one, yeah, she was just toxic as fuck. She couldn't get it together. She still can't get it together.
Was she like that prior to you marrying
her? Yeah, she was. She had
so two that's
kids.
Your fault.
Yeah, it is. You know what it is? But
that's
you know what?
Fault.
I was young. Because
you knew what she was getting into.
I was 19. She was 27.
Yeah, oh, that's your fault.
Wait.
So you was just chasing older people.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So two marriages by 19?
I do.
I had to do them. You see, I had to do the math in my head.
Yeah. No. I didn't divorce my second wife until I was 23.
I'm sorry.
She got 4 years out of me. Yeah, I tried. It was for my baby.
Oh, you said you divorced your second wife till you were 23.
Yeah.
But you married her at 19.
Yeah.
But the first wife, you married her at
18 and 19, dog. That wouldn't even. That I came back from Korea. You pregnant, bitch.
Wow.
In Korea, because he said he married her and then he got deployed. So they were never there. They just shared papers.
But did you get divorced before you got with the second wife?
Yeah, of course. That's polygamy. You can't do that shit.
No, I didn't say not before service, you married the second wife. I said before you got with the second wife.
Hold on. My first wife and my second wife are not even, like, nowhere near connected.
Okay.
No.
Kickstand. I'm slow. What's the difference between polygamy and...
No, not polygamy.
Oh, polygamy.
Okay.
It's illegal. You can't be married. You can't get married while you're married.
Yeah.
I'm saying...
No, they didn't... They
so
don't
polyamorous
know.
Is
no,
different?
No. Yeah.
Was you getting with the girl while you were divorcing the other one?
Nope.
You waited until you were divorced.
I've never done that. Yeah, I've always waited until I was divorced.
Damn, that was a colorful year.
And then, boom.
I call it 2 months.
Okay, well, that's long enough. Yeah.
2 months after my... After the,
I mean, I married my...
2 months after the end drive, I was out.
And then 2 months later, you got with the other girl.
You who?
Yeah, 30 days.
Girl, what?
30 days.
Girl, she gonna be... She already on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, she on a 90 Day Terms of
She's on 90 Day Fiancé, the show, so y'all check that out on TLC. Y'all get a chance.
Fuck 90, nigga. We going 30.
Wow, I didn't know you were married. So let me ask you this. Number three.
Wife was Asian Moore.
Are we still counting?
I'm almost done.
We said she was Asia?
Yeah, no, her name is Asia. A-S-E-A.
Okay, oh, I was just saying. Do they still all carry your last name?
Or? No, none of them. I also, one thing I always ask for when we get divorced. My goddamn name back. I ain't got time for that
all
shit.
All right, Ike Turner.
What? I'm serious.
So,
oh, yeah.
So the number, third one, Asia Moore.
Number three, she, you know what? And, you know, she might have been a sweet girl. Army did fuck her up. 3 deployments, 3 years. You know, you ain't going to be right. You know what I'm saying? She had an eating issue. When I met her, she was 135. When we got divorced,
so
she was 228.
Number three was your fault.
Oh.
No, number three was like the
that was your
like,
fault.
It should have never happened.
All I heard was she gained weight. What else was it?
I mean, she was a little arrogant.
So she gained weight. That was the issue?
No, she was very arrogant.
So it was your fault. So 2 and 3 is your fault.
Because you're arrogant. So what's...
Yeah, that's what it wasn't going to work.
So basically, number three, y'all just wasn't a good fit.
Man, it should never happen.
No, but that was his fault because he knew that before he married.
So
2 and 3.
And number 4, I'm all
right.
Right,
his favorite color,
so,
blue.
What do you
okay,
think, what
hold
do you,
on.
Where you think 4 is going? You think this is it?
Yeah, what's the difference?
I don't know. Number 4 is it.
No, this should be it. She give him what he want. And he can have a whole nother chick. Where he going?
We.
She
we,
wanted the chick.
But it was her.
But still.
And you see, they tried to get the third.
Right.
No. Close.
He has an ideal
close,
situation.
What her name? No, you love.
I want to know. Were they serious?
No, they were not.
What, would I give him another person?
Yes.
She wants the other person.
On the table.
No, she wants the other person. She just don't want him to have.
I wouldn't care about him having.
She's selfish.
I'm not. I am selfish.
I'm selfish.
Wait.
I would probably be pretty selfish too. Like you're not gonna be fucking. He's not gonna be.
Y'all are not worthy of having.
But it's funny because he's open to it too.
Yeah. Until
he says I'm needy. I'm not. I want to fuck.
You needy. You needy?
I'm sorry. So say like that last part again. Say that. I was about to get up, but I'm saying back now.
She said she
want to
fuck all the time because you don't fuck all the time. That's why you want to fuck all the time.
Nah, I think
you fuck all the
time.
You don't need to fuck all the time.
I need to have sex like every day.
No, Champagne. How are you?
How am I?
When is the last time you had sex every day?
When's the last time? Who?
You.
Oh, I'm about to say nigga every day.
Where he at? What you mean?
Where he at? I thought he was somewhere else.
Somewhere else
where?
We'll
she said he drives an hour and a half.
Well, hour,
thank you for listening.
We
still ain't here.
It
day.
Seems like we learned something a little bit different about him.
Well, okay, a woman's sexual thing before I go was between the ages of 27 to 33.
Sir, we talked about this. And
yeah,
none of the women say that's their sexual peak. Okay?
She
want
to fuck every day. They ain't got to it yet.
That's because she's a nympho. The average woman does not agree that it's between 20 and 30 something.
Yeah,
they say
you,
when they hit like 45.
At 23, you hunching. Like, you're not even really like strong.
Yeah, you
at 23, I'm getting my back beat.
I think.
Yeah, but it's
no,
not.
You date older men.
Then you getting your back beat.
It's different for her. When you date older men, see, she dates older men. Like,
okay,
somebody your, like, that age group,
I apologize.
Then
you
they're.
You look like you didn't deny that either.
But, no, she asked her. She said, yeah, but if you're dating an older man,
yeah, he going.
She's definitely fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen,
getting that rent money, so, huh?
It just
nothing in life is free.
Mr. Charles,
good pussy is free.
Pussy ain't free.
I bought her pussy with pussy.
Man.
You ain't getting no money
nothing
out of
life
for
is
no
free.
Pussy.
Because it could be a grown ass man with a big ass dick and don't know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, wait, how we get here?
You walk away smelling like Ben Gang got the rent paid.
Wait a minute. I need to understand
like
how we got
guys,
here.
Like,
me neither. Hey, so let's kind of
what's
change.
Your warning label?
What's my warning label? God, yeah, y'all could probably tell me what my warning label
nah,
is.
Nah, why am I got to tell everybody? Nigga, no, you.
You know what my
what's
warning
your
label?
Warning label?
My warning label. Meaning.
Where do you think you're going?
My warning label. You out of here, Eddie Kane?
Yeah, I'm out. Of here.
Okay, man. Eddie Kane got to leave tonight.
Nigga,
nah.
You couldn't say bye.
When y'all might ever come over. You know she needy, Eddie. All
right, man.
If girls, if y'all want to come over, you want to come up here?
The shit you do for some booty. You know?
Yeah.
So, Eddie Kane is leaving the podcast. I hope y'all got enough of him tonight, man. We'll see him again next week. My warning label.
That's your warning label, sir. Hold my pocketbook. You ain't got nothing else to do. Hold that.
Beware, girl. I love hard.
You got some money in here?
Yeah, that is a warning. No,
nah, that is a warning label.
That is a warning label.
Nah, you know what?
Look.
Crazy.
Nah, because I don't want to come across like that.
Look.
I don't know what my warning label is.
I feel bad for that man. I feel bad for that man.
Who?
I told her to hold my bag and put it over there. She went through it. She said, you got some money.
She got snacks.
Oh, wow.
I got some sunflower seeds.
You ain't got no gun?
Nah.
All right, so just kind of moving along. Y'all brought up some pretty interesting topics in the group chat this week.
Oh, we did.
What were we talking about? I don't know.
I be always having to go back.
I know I was just bored and sending y'all stuff this weekend, too. So I really did not do a whole lot of anything. I got some life insurance for my kids this weekend.
That's like, good right there.
I encourage everybody to do that.
We ain't doing no GoFundMe.
Yeah, nah.
Even if it's to get through your job.
Yeah, no, I got it through my job and I got an independent. So I did do that this weekend. So, you know.
Oh, I see one right here where the dude said you got to hate your daddy a little bit or you turn out gay.
Oh, yeah.
Say that one more time.
So that was
The Magic Johnson.
It was a No, that was, hold on. I'm gonna expound on that one. So that one was the video.
Oh yeah.
It was on Twitter of the guy
in
the kitchen with his son teaching him how to cook ribs or whatever, season the meat. So somebody actually got on the Twitter feed and said that this is how little boys turn out gay.
Yep.
Because if you don't hate your daddy enough, basically his daddy was showing him too much love or whatever. So Twitter roasted him. Yeah, man.
And I think that's the stupidest thing that can be said.
Period.
Yeah, it's like
I think a man is supposed to love on. I don't care what nobody say. Like how they say, like, oh, you're not supposed to cry. You should rough up your boys. I think every man should love on their son the same way that a mother hugs, give their child a kiss, whatever the case may be. I think a father should be just as much, in my opinion. And I'm a mom.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I feel like our roles are important, but I feel like a father's role is way more important than a mother's role when it comes to children, especially when they get to a certain age. A child, whether it be a male or female, is going to always look to their father for an example.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Even if the mom is there full time and daddy's not there, that child is still going to look for that example or that okay or that confirmation that something's right with their father.
You know what's crazy? I went to my Facebook page yesterday, and you know how they show you like your history or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was something from like 10 years. Something from 10 years ago, and I was taking my son somewhere to some reading and literacy program or whatever, and I was reading through some of his paperwork, and I was in awe of how much he mentioned me. Yeah. You know, and this is when I was at like depression 101. But then I noticed it, too, after I came out of it. Like, I'm this dude's hero. Like,
absolutely.
He got his first tattoo the same way I did. I didn't know he was a Dodgers fan, just like his dad. Just, like, so many similarities.
And he probably became that fan because you were that fan.
Exactly.
Every child looks to their father. That's why I tell people all the time, I'm gonna fuck you up, dog.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
That's why,
whoa.
You already know. Now, see?
That's why I tell people all the time, like, fathers are so important.
Yeah.
Like, even moms that have little boys. I hate when I hear mom say, oh, I'll never send my kid to live with his dad. Bitch, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
His daddy trash.
If that man's trash, I get it. But if that man is capable of raising his child,
mm-hmm.
that man needs to take his child and raise his child. Not to say that you're not good enough, but I have boys.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain age, I can't do that no more for my sons.
Mm-hmm.
They need their father. Not to say that I'm saying, here, I'm done or any of that, but it's just certain shit. I'm not. It's not my job no more. Like, I can't do that. I can't teach him to be a man.
I don't look up to my daddy.
Well, you're the one of a lot. But I can't teach him to be a man. I can teach him from a man's standpoint of what I think a man should be or
you
how I want a man should treat
should not be
me.
Treating him how to be a man.
Shut the fuck up. But that's where the father comes in.
No, I do believe that, you know, boys need their dads. I think all kids need
absolutely.
Both of them. I think this is my...
I think so.
I feel all kids need both their parents.
Right.
Period. I don't care if it's two men, two women. All children need both of their parents. If they're being raised to know that you're their parent, they need it. If you're a boy or a girl or whomever, I feel like it's a travesty when you don't have that...
I agree.
You know, that experience. I don't feel like it means you're going to turn out to be less than... But I feel like it still is a disadvantage.
Yeah.
It can be harder, but I know too many women raised by their dads and too many boys raised by their mom, and they are stand-up men and women. So I'm not saying you can't be great without it. I just think that kids need both of their parents.
Absolutely.
But if I have a baby, they ain't going to know who the sperm donor is, so they ain't going to have no daddy.
But you are the daddy.
I'm the Maddie.
The what?
My man the daddy.
What the hell is a Maddie?
I'm Maddie. I got a shirt with the definition.
You got any daddy issues? I keep forgetting. What do I call
Daytona?
You tonight?
Daytona!
No, that's Daytona. Oh, you're Daytona. You were right there. My bad. I got
that shit now.
Issues. You got any daddy issues?
No, because a man that wasn't my father stepped up.
There you go.
And took the role.
And so, no.
I'm sensitive when it comes to that.
I see.
No, because my biological father wasn't there, but my stepfather has been there since I was 18 months old. That's the only man I know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, he took me to prom.
And he stepped in with two of us. Like, he didn't have children.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my brother was his first time ever raising kids or doing anything. And when I say that is my ace boom coon, like, that is my right.
So, that's the relationship I got with my oldest.
Yeah, like that's my right
hand. We went 4 years.
To put up with you, he is a strong black man. He black, right?
Well, he is black.
Okay, he real strong.
But my stepdad, he had two kids. They didn't want anything to do with him. And so it's like he'll put me over his own biological children.
Okay. Now, is this your dad?
Because you're not a stepchild to him. Mm-hmm. You're
exactly,
his child.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they say you a stepchild.
And that's fine.
So that's exactly. So you're doing more for her. You're taking her to prom. You're teaching her this. You're showing her her first date or how
amazing she was. But the difference between you and him, you accepted him for who he was.
I'm open to it. Exactly.
But did he do all those things for his... technically his biological kid?
He tried to, but if you're not open to that,
he said they turned him away.
But that's not his problem.
But was he living with you, or was he living with them, or were you all living together?
No, they live in a different state.
He was with your mom.
But he's flying in and out.
I'm not saying it's right, but
yeah,
that's
right.
Why they feel that way.
Yeah, their situation wasn't because
of her. If he's trying,
I get that, but
that's your problem.
But for a child to see their father in another woman's household raising her child, he catching flights, that ain't the same thing.
But sometimes,
for some kids,
sometimes it's
not
even that though. Sometimes it depends on what their mother.
True. I'm not saying mother.
Because a lot of times you can have people that, oh, that nigga ain't nothing. He won't.
I agree.
And in reality, like you said,
I agree.
He's tried to do.
I agree. But what I'm saying is still the same. Bare foundation. My daddy lived with another woman with her child and is raising her child. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying
they
got to
make
right.
a kid feel a certain way.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
what
I'm saying.
That's how I feel.
See, look at this over here. Well, how you feel?
Well, yeah, on the
how
other side
you?
Of the spectrum.
My daddy ain't never been there.
See?
And he, I mean, like, shit, my mama, she moved to California with him, all type of shit. Had me and my brother. He ain't do shit when she was out there, so she moved back to Chicago with my mom, with my grandma. And shit, like, he used to always be like, I'm coming up there. He was always in and out of prison. He always be like, I'm coming up there. He came up there one time, gave me $2. I ain't heard from him since. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
So my mama, fiance, that dad, that's who I looked up to. Mm-hmm. But
did your mom talk bad about your dad in front of you?
She did, because she knew the truth. You feel what I'm saying?
But do you?
I don't feel
but
like.
But see, she knew her truth.
But did you?
Like,
but,
did you get his side?
So as you,
I did.
As you
it
are
was
an
the
adult,
same side as my mom's. You feel what I'm saying? It was the same shit. You feel what I'm saying? The same. Oh, I'm gonna do this. So.
But that's bigger him to own up to that though.
I don't think he owned up to that.
But if he
saw
no, but I'm saying, her. But if he's giving her, so did you ever have a chance to talk to him?
I did. I actually, I had moved out there with him to California, like when I was 15, I moved out there to see what was it like living with him, because he told me that if we were closer, things would be different.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be able
that's
to
usually
take
the
care
story.
Of
what part of California in here?
Lancaster. He said he'll be able to take care
of.
You know he from Cali. Bakersfield, right?
661. I'm from 661.
Yeah,
we both.
Yeah. Antelope Valley. But anyways, he was able, like he was taking care of them. I kind of feel like he felt like he needed to take care of them more, because my sisters were mother. Their mother were like on drugs and stuff, but my mama, she always held it down type shit. And then my grandma, his mama, she just died, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. She came from California to take care of me, help my mama take care of me and my brother when my daddy decided to never take care
of me. Your dad still living?
Yeah.
Do you forgive him?
I do. Because it's like, I feel like a girl always want that daddy's girl
absolutely.
Love, that daddy's love. Like,
I think somebody here, I'm not even looking
mama,
at her, and
I
already
know
she makes a difference.
He not going, he ain't
which
never
probably
coming,
push you to want
and I
more.
Always be waiting. I'm like, I want to talk to my daddy, I want to talk to my
yeah.
daddy.
I think that's because
and
of
I
estrogen.
Think that that's what me and my sisters disconnected
wait.
They know what their love is like.
Because of what?
Yeah.
Estrogen.
Nah. No, but what she's saying is true though.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's true for everybody but Shay. You know, Shay really a nigga
no.
in her head.
Right.
So
she
my daddy stay in Douglasville, nigga.
Does
I stay in Adamsville,
we
and I've seen him
seen
twice since I moved here in 2017.
Oh wow!
I hold people accountable. We're gonna have the conversation. If you can't have the conversation, then
okay.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah.
I don't have no hard feelings before him.
California.
For him, but he got to be a man, and he got to approach me like I'm a woman now, because I'm a woman now. But
you're
I held him accountable when I was 12, 11 years old. I used to be on the phone like, well, why you can't do it? I told you 6 months ago. would explain to me what's going on because
you was a different type of kid. You know that?
And my mother never talked bad about my dad does. Never, not once.
That's how it should be.
Never. But you got to be a man around me. Mm-hmm. I don't play that. I ain't want to be. I mean, when I was little, I think I was like, you know, I was a little daddy's girl kind of thing. We chilling, you know, whatever. But my daddy stayed. I'm trying to give you proximity. My daddy stayed about a 10-minute walk from us when we grew up.
Wow.
And we never saw my dad.
Man, that's crazy.
So I had my mama, no expectations of him.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way my mama, she was just saying, like, he's never going to come. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
damn.
Don't never, she just tell me, don't never expect nothing from him.
She was hard.
You feel what I'm saying? I feel like my mama gave me the real. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
do you think that helped you or hurt you, though?
I don't think it did anything because she still.
I think it's
she
both
still
because
wants
that. I still want that daddy's girl. Love.
All right.
Yeah.
Would you say you got daddy issues?
Or would you say your warning?
Yes.
The warning that you said.
Yeah.
Do you think that comes from that?
What about daughter issues, bro? Because I mean, the reason why I say I got girls. My daughter, 22 years old. To my daughter today, so hearing your story, it really hurts me. While hearing everybody's story, because my daughter is 9 years old, I try to give her everything in this world that I would never ever give to my daughter when she was her age, 9 years old.
So, do you choose? Is this your choice of why you want to talk to her?
No, it's the baby mama.
So let me
tell you.
Let me say
she's 22.
Let me tell you.
It's the daughters.
Okay. She's 22,
she's
right?
22, she's grown.
No. She's still his child.
She still stays with her mom. Her mom still...
In her ear.
Manipulate her, whatever it may be. Her mom always says, don't let your dad buy you.
And she's absolutely right.
So at the end... And listen here. My daughter is on Section 8 with her fucking mom, and I pay child support and been paying child support. All that shit.
Mm-hmm.
The course literally said... that I can go over there or whatever. But when I go over there, it's not like I have a key to walk in the door.
Mm-hmm.
I can knock at the door. I can fly from here to California to go see my child. I mean, it's just...
When's the last time you reached out to her?
2 years ago.
So I'm going to be all the way real with you. So my biological father, he will die in the penitentiary where he is now. All he's done, he's one of the biggest kingpins back at home. He never spent time with none of us. There's 10 of us. I hated him my entire life. My mom never spoke ill on him. That's the only difference between your daughter and mine. My mom never wasted her breath to speak ill on this man. Mm-hmm. All my feelings was developed by what he showed me.
Mm-hmm. How he showed you that?
By not being there. By being absent. By preferring to be in the streets. By preferring to sell drugs. By me seeing him be able to buy 2, 3, 4 cars and going out on trips and doing shit. But you got 10 kids. Not even just me. I'm not even looking at me. I'm looking at my siblings. You got 10 kids you ain't did shit for. I never reached out to that man because I don't feel obligated. Even though I'm a grown-ass woman, you're my father.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck what my mom's saying. You're my father. It is not my job.
He said
2 years. He said he had. I said, when's the last time you've reached out?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't factor in nobody else. I said, the last time you reached out, he said 2 years. So what I'm saying is, as a grown woman,
she want to reach out.
But that's what I'm trying to explain to you.
I think there's a difference between a father who has tried and a father who has not tried.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, as a woman, because nobody can speak for a woman or a woman who has had daddy issues.
Mm-hmm. I'm a woman.
And this is a lot of times where fathers, kind of get it messed up because, and it's not to say that as a father, you don't care, or you don't try, or you feel like, oh, she's grown. What I'm saying to you is when you are a woman and you have daddy issues, you're never really grown. In age, you're grown, but mentally and in your heart, you're waiting for your father to step up and pull whatever it is, whatever magical trick he needs to pull out of the sky to come and say, I'm your father, I'm here.
I'm not a woman.
Now, don't get me wrong.
He reached out, he's tried. Wait. She said, I'm telling you what you said. You said the only difference is that what?
The only difference is my mother didn't bash.
Right, but that's not the only difference. Another difference is your dad didn't try.
And the way that I would want him to try, no, he did not
wait
try.
Wait a minute.
But he tried in the sense of how you said, the mother said, don't let you buy her.
No,
buy
I'm not,
her.
But no.
My father always provided financially.
But that's not what he said. He said he.
That's what he just said the mother said.
He said the mother told her that. He didn't say he tried to buy her.
But this little girl and her impression that she has in her mind is that 22, he was trying to buy.
At 22, he has, as an adult, he has still attempted to reach out. Not reach out. Go over there. That's a big difference. I ain't gonna never knock no man who has knocked on his child's door.
Yeah.
And they decide not to open it, come out. That's a whole nother level of toxicity.
But now I'm not knocking him, but also he's not going to his child's door.
She lived with the mama.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not the child's door. If I live with you, right? Let's say I live with you and I depend on you to take care of me. You already said they're on Section 8 or whatever the situation is.
Well, my daughter.
So let's say you depend on me.
My daughter is in college and she works, so the bullshit is bullshit.
No, but I'm saying, let's say
it's
I did.
It's not like she can't reach out.
No, I'm not saying that.
Hey, Dad, whatever. It's not like I haven't had my number for the last decade.
But I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if I live with you.
You saying she don't want no smoke with her mama.
Exactly.
Because she live with her.
I don't want no smoke with her mama.
But that's what I'm saying.
But that's not his fault because she don't want
no smoke. I didn't say it was his fault. But if she lives with her mother,
uh-huh,
and her mother is helping her or doing, even if it's at the bare minimum, but that's the person she has to rely on,
uh-huh,
it's either she I make sure I'm good or I jeopardize my she mom not, doing something to
but her but that speaks to who she is as a woman.
She not
that does not speak to who
no,
she
no,
is.
No, wait, hold up. She in college and she got a job. It sounds more like she helping her mama than her mama helping
Goddamn
her.
Goddamn right.
So to me, she has to grow the fuck up and decide whether she wants that relationship with her dad.
Does she have kids? So who pays for her to go to college? I asked if she has kids because then I know she would be getting full pills and stuff because she'd be independent. Okay, so she has a full ride, like academic or whatever. But she's so she her mother or you don't have to pay for her going to school. So the only thing her mom technically may be supplying is a roof over her head.
And she probably could stay on campus if she needed to, too.
Exactly.
So the whole point I'm making is still the same.
I think that it's equal. I think father should reach out.
No.
Daughter should reach out.
No, I think, no, I don't believe in
that.
Whoever fucked up need to be reaching out.
But how does a daughter fuck up, though?
A kid can't fuck up.
No. When you become an adult, you have a choice to make.
I want answers on why my daddy was not there.
That's right, but you still have a choice to talk to him.
So I'm going to fuck what my mama's saying right now, because right now I'm 16, I'm 22.
Right.
Let's say I'm 22. So fuck what my mama's saying right now. Daddy, why? Like, you feel what I'm saying?
She gonna make you feel the real, yeah.
I want that.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying is his daughter's not doing that. She not even answering the door. She not even sneaking and sending him an email.
It ain't his fault.
She ain't on Facebook looking for him.
It ain't his fault.
That's, I agree. It's
not. It's not his fault.
It's not.
Okay, so my question is, if it's not his fault, and we don't know what her story is because she's not here to speak for her.
Exactly.
Right.
So my question is, I don't even care who fault it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whose job is it to be the bigger person to stand up?
I don't think. I don't think it's about bigger person.
Well, I'm just saying who is it? Who does
about
it?
Me, first of all, and I just kind of like felt y'all's story and everything. You know, right. Everybody's saying whatever they felt.
Because I'm saying you. I suggest you keep trying, even if it's so much as you writing a letter to the girl.
I don't.
And I get you, and I understand that, but that's bullshit.
I don't.
You 22.
When she 40 with kids and she realized what she missing out on, she'll reach out.
No disrespect. I love my child. I do anything. She can come knock on the door. I'm opening it. She can come in. I'm not going to never neglect her. But the thing is, I always question, why do you sit so long to this? Like, what if I get
why?
Sick? Yeah, because she still says, no. I tried everything. As child support, I've tried.
Which went to the mother, not to her.
Exactly. I paid the mother off, took me off child support, put me back on.
Does she know any of that?
Well, I tried to explain that to her, but at the end of the day, I mean, her mother is still in her ear.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you like this, man. My daughter, she's 21, going on 22. I feel when I was 21 or 22, I was making my own decisions or whatever it may be. I didn't have to rely on. I was at my mother's house at 12 years old.
I was going to ask you, were you on your own?
At 12 years old, I was on my own. I was an out-of-control kid. I started doing gangbanging shit. I started selling weed. I mean, drugs, whatever the case may be. to keep whatever. I fooled with nothing but older women at that time when I was 21. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm looking at the story of like, okay, well, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm here. I'm still here to help you out. But now the mother is down there. I'm 43. The mother's 53.
She's older.
This is a 401k plan at the end of the day. You dig what I'm saying? At 21 years of age, I ain't fucking know no better. I ain't stay with my own parents. Not besides that, I was in and out of the damn jailhouse. You see what I'm saying? So now that I'm, this is why I moved to Georgia. Basically, because I really wanted to show my child that I didn't want to be in no gangs no more. I didn't want to be hustling no more. I didn't want to do none of that shit. So I went ahead and said, look at here. When I moved to Georgia, let me show you the other man that I am. I've been that person all this time, though.
And just me kind of piggybacking to that, being that I know your background, I know that was a hell of a thing for you to get away from.
I've been there. So, you know, it's not about me. I just love to hear your stories because when I'm mm-hmm. listening to them, it's just like, damn, where's my child at? You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, it's like, and besides that, I'm just being real. I had damn near, I mean, my wife might see this a little later, but at least 25 abortions that I've paid for, literally, because I never want another kid.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's deep.
At the end of the day, my child, my daughter's 12 years old, the difference right now. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to have my daughter that I don't have right now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to go through no more baby mama and all that old
drama.
Shit.
Yeah.
Let's be real. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather pay whatever chick that thought that they really cared for me, wanted me, loved me, whatever it was. I didn't go for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a scarred black man. They don't talk about that part.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it was just like, look at here, man. We have choices and things that we want to do and be better. But at the end of the day, there's someone always ain't have an anchor that's trying to hold you down. And it can be the child's mother. It can be a brother, a relative, or whoever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's just my child now. Hearing you ladies talk about your father,
mm-hmm.
that was kind of like touching to me. You dig what I'm saying? So it was just like, damn. That's why I take my daughter right now. My daughter, she's 9 years old. She act like she's 19. Like, literally, your lover. She'd come in here and brighten up the whole place. But I try to do everything in the world for her because I never got a chance to do
it.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I say you should reach out to him. And I mean her. And the only reason I say that is because I went all the way up until, and it's sad it took for him to be locked up for the rest of his life to do this. But I went all the way up until the last 3 years. My dad started reaching me and said he got sentenced again 2011, I think. And I only know that because my little brother got caught up with him. But it took for him to reach out, literally, within the last 3 years, we've developed a relationship to where I'm driving across state lines to take my children. I'm going to spend weekends in hotels to visit him in the penitentiary. Not because I feel like I'm obligated to, not because I feel like anything, but because when he reached out to me in the sense of he was going to lay everything out on the table. Now, I didn't know if I was ready to hear or receive what he had to say. But at the end of the day, I had to respect the fact that I was going to at least get his truth.
Something. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Now,
when he did that, and I wasn't. I think that was the most I've cried my heart out ever in my life. I was not prepared to receive anything of what he said. Anything. But because he was honest with me, I had to respect him enough for that honesty. And now we're not the best of friends. Like, my stepfather...
Was it because he was in penitentiary?
And that's what I thought. For me, I thought that it was because he was locked up, shit, and nigga didn't have shit else to do. Exactly. So that's how I looked at it.
Exactly.
But for him, he told me that him sitting down and him knowing that this was the end of the road for him, he was like, his explanation was he had no other choice but to really reflect on everything and make shit right with his kids. He said before he left this earth, he wanted to make shit right. Now, I don't agree with how long it took. It shouldn't have took you 32 years to do that.
Right.
However, I can't sit here and have everything my way. Now, true enough, I don't have you in my life. But my kids, I have to explain to them the difference of penitentiary versus they pawpaw that's here. But my kids actually enjoy him. Like, I'm not going to stop them from having a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. Any of that. Like, I didn't get it. But at least you can make it up with them. But so me, like I said, my family, my mom didn't say anything. Everybody else had all type of shit to say about him. And then a whole bunch of people loved him because he was paid. And he took care of families. but you didn't take care of this family emotionally or mentally. Now, like I said, financially, he was always there. So you're there, obviously, financially because you supported her for child support for all this time. But sometimes it just takes for you to say, look, this is what the fuck it is. This is the truth. I'm willing to sit down and lay this on the table and allow her to do that. I would never suggest for a father, and I get being scorned. I would never suggest for a father to just give up. Or to let time.
I feel like what happened with you and your dad was what was supposed to happen because he did you wrong. He wasn't there for you. If my daddy wanted to talk, be the best buzz, I call him over there to clean out them gutters in a heartbeat. Abso-fucking-lutely, because he my daddy. I sure will. But if he don't come, guess what? I'll pay somebody to clean him up. Neither here nor there. But I won't be trying to reach out to my dad to go to therapy or to say, sit down and talk.
But you're not saying nothing different than what I'm saying.
I'm saying the situations from our perspective are our dads chose not to.
But you didn't say nothing different than what I just said.
I'm talking about him though.
But I'm saying
you I don't. Say, no. Listen, what listen to what because you ain't listening. I ain't got to it yet. What I'm saying is you're telling him don't give up, and what I'm saying to him is that he doesn't have to give up, but she needs to mature a little bit. She needs to see the world a little bit. She needs to understand and think for herself a little bit. As long as she's in the environment that she's in, it's not going to be a response to him. So why keep hurting himself? Knocking on doors and trying to reach out to her when he knows she's still under the same, I don't want to say
Taliban.
Kidnapping or none of that, but she's under the same influence. Wait a minute. She's under the same influence. So if nothing has changed, he will not get a different result. That doesn't mean he doesn't have to say he loves her. That doesn't mean he can't go and try to find her on Facebook every now and then and find another route to reach out to her. What I'm saying is that she has got to get out of the environment that she's in in order for him to even penetrate a little bit. And I would not recommend anybody to keep hurting themselves over and over because a little bit more of you keep breaking. A little bit more of you keep breaking.
She's being aided and abetted.
But you're going to keep breaking if you don't. But what happens that day, God forbid, what happens that day that you stop and you let time go by because you're waiting for her to get out of a situation and you never get that chance?
But what I'm saying is, but anything, that could happen a lot of times. That could happen in any situation. What I'm saying is, you got to follow your heart. And only an individual knows how much their heart can take.
Absolutely.
It's only an individual knows how much heartbreak they can go through. So as long as he wants that relationship, he has tried. I'm going to say, you listen to your heart. If you find, you know, it in you where you want to reach out again. But I don't feel like, I guess my point is, I don't feel like he is the one who's obligated to reach out. I don't feel like because he's her father, he's obligated. I feel like when you fuck up as a parent, you are obligated to try and have that discussion and mend that relationship. You are when you mess up. You are when you've not been there. When you made that choice. And you had a choice now. I'm not talking about when you still tried to make contact. You still tried to do this. Now I'm on the side of the men who be out here talking about my baby mama is the fucking devil.
So you feel like and every time I try. Feel like she needs to reach out?
I feel like she's going to have to do it on her own time when she's ready. Mm-hmm. Because she obviously is not ready enough to fight her mama. She could go behind her mama back and have a fucking secret. I know a lot of girls who did that. She has not gotten to that point yet where she feels like she's ready to do it. So every time he come a knocking, she ain't gonna answer. So I say, again, he can reach out if he feels like it. But she's in college. She's still growing. She's young, 21, 22. Right. We're all not the same.
Go to pop up. I mean,
but what I'm saying is even still. Listen to this. You want this man to buy a $400 flight. California, get hotels, do all this stuff. Wait a minute. Pop up. She might mace his ass. She might fight his ass. You're not listening. Cuss his ass out. How many times he got to do that, though? Until he say, you know what? I'm going to wait till you ready.
Until it works.
Nah, I don't believe
in that. You're masculine when it comes to that. So you're speaking from the sense of you feeling like him
feel,
as a man.
I don't feel like,
you're
I don't
not
care.
Speaking
no,
as
no,
a
no.
little girl.
I don't care what kind of relationship it is. You do not have to lose yourself and continuously break yourself.
Nobody's
down
telling him to lose himself. She's the child. She was
raised. She is not a child. She's 21.
No, she was raised a certain way. So period. That was her upbringing. So for you to say, well, she has to mature, she has to do this, she has to do that. She was raised to think a certain way.
It's a lot of girls who be raised to think a certain way, and at 16 they see their daddy on the corner, and after their mama told them to stay away, they go find their daddy. Whether he homeless, a drug addict, or a drug dealer, they will go find their daddy. My bae went and found her daddy.
And that still depends in certain situations. If you have a mother who controls every single thing, that's not going to happen that way.
You talking about a 21-year-old versus a 16-year-old stealing her mama car and going to find her daddy under a bridge. Everybody ain't built the same way.
Wow.
Everybody ain't built the same way. So some people are going to do things when they ready. And some people going to, just like you said, move every mountain for him. If she was ready, she would move every mountain and find her dad.
I think it's
I think it goes both ways. If you really want your daddy's relationship, and you really want your father in your life, you would do the same thing.
Yeah, because I disagree with that. Y'all ain't never going. I had to beg my mom, like, I want to.
See, I disagree with that. I always wanted him, but I never felt like it was my doing.
Because
he
fucked up.
But that's the thing. I can't sit here, but you know what? To be honest with you, I can't say.
My pops fucked up.
I was a child. I wasn't in a position where I could understand what was going on between
my daddy
and my
fucked
mom.
Up when I was
so
a child.
I cannot say
he fucked
that
up when I was an adult.
But still, I cannot say that my father. I can't say that my father fucked up, and I can't say that my mother fucked up. Because at the end of the day, I was not in a place to understand what the fuck was going on between either one of them. So I can't say who. I can't blame either one of them or who the fuck up was. Naturally, I can assume that my father was the fuck up because my mother is who I saw.
Nah, I don't believe that. I believe
but
you're
at the end of the day,
you're in denial.
I'm not in denial.
If your mother never talked bad about your father and your father had the opportunity to show him and you saw for yourself, you can't say, well, I don't know if my mama did something.
But that's not true. Because if I know my mother as a child growing up and now as an adult and I know my mom and I know what my mom is capable of,
so you
it's very likely my mama could have did some shit or said some shit.
Well, that's true.
But at the same time, I was not privileged to that situation. So I can't be like, oh, my mom a fuck up or my dad's a fuck up. All I can do is go by what's said, which is what normal children,
right,
like sponges,
that.
Do.
But the
so
realization,
with her,
though.
So with her,
the
always,
wait, wait.
Hold up.
The
with
realization
her
of you saying that you
mother,
couldn't blame, wait. The realization of you saying you couldn't blame your mother or your father, when did that come to you?
I probably was like in middle school.
So when you got to the point where you said, shit, I don't know which one of them it is, did you ever reach out to your daddy yourself?
I've never reached out to my father.
I feel like that's on you.
I never, and the reason why I never reached out to my father is because, one, remember, my stepfather was always there. Mm-hmm. So the reason why I say it probably didn't come to middle school
is because I
never knew what it was like to really not have a father. And it was around middle school when I really kind of realized, like, that nigga ain't my daddy.
He ain't your real daddy.
Because everybody in my city, nobody ever told me it wasn't my daddy.
Oh, so you ain't say that.
So I did not, and remember, he married my mother when I was 18 months.
Oh,
so in my mind, this
that's
is my
dad.
Father. And then
they
when,
didn't tell you?
Then what happened was because his family. No, I do agree. His family is from Alabama, so we're in Michigan.
Okay.
So it wasn't like I was gonna cross paths with somebody in the family.
Gotcha.
But what ended up happening was he was actually married later on to a lady who lived in the city, and I learned when I was in school that I had siblings. I was going to school with sisters.
Okay.
And what ended up happening was as me and one girl became close, I ended up meeting her mother. I asked my mom, can I go stay a weekend? My mom never used to let us stay with nobody. Mm. She had no problem. She didn't even second say anything about staying the night with this girl. Mm. Come to find out, my mom knew who she was. My mom knew this was my sibling.
Wow.
And literally, I met, because like I said, our dad wasn't around.
Mm.
I knew, by the grace of God, I knew all my siblings because, and she just passed away last week. Mm. I knew all of my siblings because of that woman. That woman would get all of us, pick us up from school, different schools, keep us on the weekends. Our older sisters would do our hair, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I learned, like, bitch, you got a whole daddy that ain't the one you've been living with.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, and like I said, my mom never spoke ill on him. Mm.
She never spoke ill, but she never told you
she never was. But and for that, we had our spat about that.
Right.
But at the same time, it was like, so for you to say, well, who fought is it? I can't say.
No, I'm not
but
hell bent.
But I'm saying, but even with that.
I'm not hell bent on the fault.
But even with that,
is,
the only reason why I didn't reach out to my father in that situation, because my thing is this. I'm even like this with my kids. Like my oldest and his dad, we bicker and fight all the time. But I feel strongly about that. I'm your child. You birthed me. Your sperm is running in me. You created me.
Mm-hmm.
It is not my, now I was not receptive to certain times, but my thing is I'm your kid. It is not my job to come running to you. It is not my job to sit here and beg you to be my, did you beg me to fuck my mom? Did you beg my mother to
but
have
you
me?
You say you sure. never reached out with him
I
at did, all.
Did no, I would not have ever reached out to him.
That wasn't begging, but you didn't
not,
say a word.
It's not my job. If you knew that I existed.
I understand what you're
it's
saying.
It's not my job.
I think that once or twice could be an effort. You feel what I'm
but
saying?
But why would it be an effort for
to
me?
To get answers. Because, see, you got your mama who didn't tell you nothing about him, right?
Mm-hmm. She didn't speak nothing of him.
So how do you know? How do you know anything?
But that's the thing. I didn't care to know.
Oh, right. No.
So
no.
My thing is, if I had a man who was raising me that I knew as my father, and I wasn't lacking anything in a single parent home or anything like that, I had two parents. So if everything in my life is still functioning the same, I don't know any different.
But once I knew and learned that,
uh-huh. It still didn't faze me. Like, in my
because
heart,
you still had that father.
It's not even because I had that. In my heart, when I seen that he never tried, and I knew he was a free man.
So you knew he never tried?
I knew he never, at that point, let me say this. At that point, I did not know he never tried with me. But with my other siblings who were older, because me and my brother is his last two. Mm-hmm. With them, I knew for a fact he never tried. And that's what I learned, that he always financially provided. Because then that's when they were getting checks and stuff. And like, I ended up going to my grandma like, yo, I'm getting money. And she was like, yeah, your dad always sent money. He would always drop money off to
now,
me.
The grandma's
so my grandma, my grandma spoiled a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She spoiled a lot of shit. So he never tried in a sense of, let's go spend time, let's go do this. But what I did learn, and so I never tried. I never wanted to try. Because I felt like if you cared enough about me, and this is just my thoughts. If I meant enough to you, you know what I'm saying? You're a free man. You would make sure that you included me or any of my siblings in your life. Mm. But you didn't include none of us 10.
Right.
None of us. So I didn't feel bad because you did us all dirty in my eyes. You did us all the same.
Yeah.
So at least you was equal.
So I can agree with that.
Like, at least you was equal.
I can agree with that.
I didn't blame him for nothing, but I just felt like, fuck. Like,
I can. If he was free and he still didn't try, and you know for a fact he never tried, and somebody told him to get the fuck off.
And even when we talked,
he told me he never tried.
When we talked, we went to Wildwood. We were in Coleman Penitentiary. I sat across from him, and I told him, I said, if you're not going to lay everything out, I'm packing my kids and we're leaving. Mm-hmm. That man bust out in tears and flat out told me everything. And the first thing he said to me was, he never tried to reach me. He asked me if I hated my mother or blamed my mother. I said, no, for what? He said, your mom has never kept me away from y'all.
Okay.
He told me my mom never kept him away. He said he just chose to do what he wanted to do. He said he wanted to live in the street. He said he wanted to sell dope. He said he loved his lifestyle. And then he told me to my face, he didn't feel like, even though I'm saying I felt like you were obligated, mm-hmm. he told me flat out, he didn't feel like. He was like, what you're saying is how he felt.
He told me as a child, if I really wanted
to know my dad, that I would have came for him. But my thing is, I didn't ask to be here.
No.
You brought me here. It's not my job to look for.
I agree with you based on the fact that he said.
He said that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's always different when we get context.
And then later on, after I started, because I never met his, like, I know one of his aunts now, she's like in her 90s, but everybody else is pretty much dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get a chance to learn his side of the family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But once I did start speaking to that aunt, I learned that his parents worked on plantations until they died. His parents did not love on him. He dropped out of school at 8 and then got shipped off to Vietnam later on. Like he did not know. Your dad was originally from where? Huntsville. He's from Alabama.
Alabama.
So he didn't know any of that.
Right.
So he didn't know.
He didn't have a love on his kids.
Right, and at that point, when he sat in that penitentiary and told me, at that moment,
you understood.
That's when I understood. As a mother, I became a mother at 16.
Yeah.
So at that point, I understood, and in my heart, I had no animosity, no hate towards him.
Right.
I had to forgive him.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, there's no fucking manual on how to be a parent.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That you don't know how to be a parent. So I never blamed him for not being a parent. I blamed him for not putting the force. You know, putting forth the effort to, no matter what, I don't care if I punched you in the face or I don't care if I, not if I just punched you literally, if I pushed you away every fucking time you came to me.
No, I don't agree with this. This is my opinion. I know, I get it.
I don't feel like if I pushed you away, because for you to say I'm not ready, guess what? I'm not ready because of choices that you and my mother and how life played out.
No.
I'm not ready because this is the life I chose.
This is the life I was put in.
I was put into this life.
Well, but your scenario is totally different from his, though.
But I'm not talking about his scenario. I'm talking about me.
No, but you're telling him to keep trying.
I didn't tell him anything. She asked, well, I'm done talking to him.
No, you've been saying keep trying no matter what.
And I stopped talking to him.
You said keep trying no matter what.
And me and her had a conversation.
I get that, but you still said for him to keep trying no matter what.
But we've been done with him.
But I'm telling you what your story and your situation.
Absolutely.
I agree with that.
And that's my opinion. I feel like he should.
Because
at the end of the day, his daughter is not in the situation she's in because she chose to put herself in that situation.
21.
I think that as of now, that she has a choice. 22, I think she do have a choice to either want to know.
But who says she don't want to know?
Like you, she could be like you or she could be like me. She could want to know answers or she could just not care.
But who says she don't want to know?
No, wanting to know.
No,
that.
No, she's saying she could want to know. I'm saying that little girl, and I say little girl, but that young woman could want to know.
So how many times he got?
But hold on, I can't tell him how many times he got to do something. But what I'm saying is she could want. She could want to know. We don't know what she wants. No. She's not here to talk for herself.
But we know what he wants and what he's done.
But she's saying if she was her. So what I'm saying is we don't know what she wants. We don't know if she wants to hate him.
She could not care or she could.
And with that being said.
But what we do know is this man has tried multiple times to have a relationship with his daughter.
That's what he told you.
So you saying he a liar?
That's not what I said. That's what he told
you. Oh, okay.
That's what he told you. Because we're still going by other people's scenarios. Like it's three sides to a story. Everybody that person's not here to tell their truth.
I think for me, I want to know, even if my mama never told me about my daddy, I think I would still want to know who the hell.
And
my
I think
daddy
she wants
is.
To know.
I don't think nobody would ever just want to live their life not knowing.
But some people, like I said, depending on what your situation is and how you was raised just like there's people who do shit in their life that we be like, that shit is not normal. That's dumb shit. That's goofy. But to them, that's their normal fucking life. Yeah. That's what they know to be right. So I can't judge them on what they do or how they move if that's all they've known and how they was raised is what was right.
I've talked to
so in her so
right because I could have been like
I heard this well, man I, story.
I kind of feel like I could have been like her, like how she say she is, like the mother's getting in her head. I could have been like
because you said your mother said stuff about your dad,
my
right?
Mama, she just flat out laid on the table.
But at the end
like,
of the day, though,
did she bash him or did she just be bluntly honest with you?
I felt like she was being bluntly honest.
Okay,
she would tell me that he not shit.
She just was telling her truth.
Reasons why he was
in
shit.
That's bad.
It's both. I feel like it's the truth.
Right.
For me.
Right. But yeah.
But that's not bashing.
But you still made the effort to get what
you
had. Yes.
I don't think that's why I don't call it bashing when it comes to
that.
My
was
mom.
Just her truth.
I feel like that's how she let out.
She was hurt.
That's how she. Put,
but that. But I. But
I felt like she told me how it happened. You
she
feel
did.
What I'm saying?
But it was still
like,
bashing.
He left and went back to California. Didn't want to take care.
But
of
those were things you were able to see with your own eyes and
when
confirm.
I went to go live with him,
Wasn't bashing. It ended up being factual.
Yeah.
No, that's what you were able to confirm.
You can say your father is not here for you and he won't support you other than saying he a fuck ass, pussy ass, fuck boy. Those are two different things.
I mean, he could be a fuckboy.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. When you're talking amongst your children, saying your father is not dependable is totally different from saying your father a fuckboy. Those are two different things.
You think so?
Absolutely. Because if you talk to a man that you say you love like that, and you say, you know what, babe, I don't really think you're dependable. So that's a totally different thing. Say, you know what, you a fuck-ass pussy boy. That's going to be two totally different things. That's not telling
but
him how you feel and what you're saying.
And what if he's not?
But calling somebody a fuckboy is bashing them and attacking their identity. You gotta be able to communicate.
And then it comes within them and how they relate.
No. What I'm saying is, what we're talking about now is communication.
Yes.
A parent can communicate to their child not to depend on their father. Let them know that they have not been there XYZ and tell them facts. Without calling them out their name, being derogatory, mm-hmm. being
but you
all
know
these
how
other
black
things. No. My mama black, and she never did that. But my mother
she came from a different household.
My mother didn't have to do that. That's why I say I may be different from my other siblings because I've never yearned for a relationship because I sat there and let him show me who he was. Mm-hmm. And whenever I would hold him accountable, he didn't want to show up. And I said, well, when you ready, you let me know.
I think that's what, yeah. I don't think that my mama pretty much bashed my
daddy. She ever called your daddy out his name?
I mean, she have, but I think that it was coming from
anger
and hurt.
Right.
From him seeing him
her seeing you
leave
hurt because of him.
From
and then she moved him. From, she moved. He moved her there. So he.
Yeah,
she
like,
took,
yeah.
She came out of her comfort zone to go be with him.
You know what I'm saying? They met in Chicago.
I get all the reasons.
He going to Chicago. You know, my daddy. He's.
I get
drugs
the reasons
too.
And the hurt, but that still is a difference in parenting when you do not bash your child's father in front of
but,
them.
It's hurt within them. It's hard
for a mother. So you know, sometimes your mama can see you hurt.
A mother to explain why the father isn't there without calling him a bitch or a hoe ass nigga. He could be like, that pussy.
My mama did it.
That pussy ain't nigga ain't never.
My mama did it. He had a whole. He had a whole baby on my mama, and they stayed married. She did it. She figured out.
That's how my mama did it. That pussy. I mean, that bitch ain't never been there for y'all. My mama explained to the C what it is. I mean, we from up north, so it's pretty different.
For a lot of them, it don't make no difference.
No, up north people, it's more
how you refer to people is totally different. Yeah, it's different everywhere you go.
Let me tell you something. Y'all been to Miami, Pompano Beach, Broward County? It ain't no different. What I'm saying is that we are talking about the generational hurt. Who should reach out? Who should do this? Daddy issues, daughter issues. We're talking about all these issues we have, and they usually stem from the generational things that we keep carrying with us. Mm. So as I'm saying that, I'm just saying, if you have, you got kids? You got a kid, don't you? Don't be calling your baby daddy a bitch in front of your kid.
I would never do that because I've learned.
Right.
I've learned from
it. No better, you do better.
But I'm saying.
I'm not saying you fought your mama for expressing herself the best way.
I don't fault her at all.
Right.
I don't fault her.
But you also not calling.
If you call it bashing, I don't fault her for bashing.
But are you doing that to your baby daddy, to y'all child?
I would never. He takes good care of her. I would never disrespect
So if he didn't take care of his child, would you call him bitches and stuff in front of him? That's my whole point, though.
But see, I have learned from my mother what it's like. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's up to me if I would have had my baby and he wasn't shitting, he wasn't there. It would have been up to me to carry on that hurt that my mama transferred over to me.
Right.
But I took a different route.
But that's my. You hit the nail on the head. You learn from your mama not to bring the same generational toxicity into your own child's life, whether he was present or not. Correct.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying.
But then you have people like my mama.
Right.
That I don't call it bashing, but you may call it bashing. You got people like her that the way they talk
reality.
Okay. When she wants to throw it on the table, I feel like my mama has no filter.
Okay.
And it is what it is.
So it's not bashing. That's just her.
No, it's bashing, but you understand the hurt. No, we're not going to talk away with
this bitch ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Because she probably would talk like that regardless of talking about him or somebody else.
I feel like that's just my mama attitude. And it's
stop trying to throw people's. You always trying to add words to somebody's mouth.
We from the same neck of the woods, so I'm just saying.
My mama, she just.
That is how we talk.
Like, she's not. I don't want her to ever sugarcoat nothing with me. And that's why I have so much respect for the father of my child because it's like I don't want that.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? I don't want that. It's different. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't need none of that. Like, even to this day, like, my mama, she's still a little toxic, but I think it's come from hurt from the father of my child, hurt from her fiance. I feel like my mama has a lot of
trauma. That's all true. It's trauma, but it's still toxic because she hasn't healed from it.
I don't think that my mom is going to ever heal from a man leaving her to go get another woman pregnant to take care of them kids.
But guess what? But that transition, transitions into who we are today. We have to heal.
But you know what? She can heal. And I'm saying that from a woman who has.
I can't.
We're talking about your mom.
No, I'm talking about your mom. When you say you don't think that a man could leave her, go get somebody else pregnant and take care of them kids, babe, I was married for almost 10 years. The reason why we got a divorce is because he did it.
I think that
be realistic about what you think your mom will or won't do.
I think that's, and that's like, true. But some stories, I don't think my mama would just be like.
But that's not.
Like, I don't get no fuck.
That's not healing, though. Healing is a process.
Absolutely.
A process that you may need help. You usually will need some help going through.
Absolutely.
When you've been traumatized like that. But that is where us as 20, 30, 40-year-olds are breaking the generational curses. You see it all the time on Facebook. We see all that stuff. That is what it's called, breaking the generational curses. Saying, my mama don't want to heal from her traumas. I know she don't, but I'm going to love her anyway, and I'm going to love her from where she's at.
I'm not saying that she don't.
No. Well, we won't even say don't. My mother has not healed. My mama's 60 years old. My mother has not healed. My mother 50. My grandma's 70. They have not healed. But because we can see it, and it's becoming normalized to heal for black people now, we can say, I see it. I respect them for their journey, where they are, all the love. But guess what? I'm not going to be like
them. It's not
going to
be me. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
Yeah. Like,
well.
Look at this.
But no. I just think this is like a dope conversation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
who's to say that we always got to be ratchet on here, right?
Oh, man.
I love it, but we could be on this all night long. But really, really, really digging what you guys had to say. I kind of let you guys sit back and take over the show. That's what good hosts do.
If Eddie Kane was here,
his words would be like, "You're doomed."
That's because you a woman.
Yeah,
he's where all women is doomed.
See, and that just goes to show that we can talk about everything from kinky fetishes to missing fathers. yeah. And still keep it real. So, girls, what y'all think about this?
I like this. So, I only got a chance to listen to two of the shows so far.
Put this in your mouth. I mean,
put it in your mouth. In your motherfucking mouth.
Something is wrong with the women.
But, I like how this turned out. This is pretty dope.
This is actually a little different than what we usually do. We usually kind of keep it ratchet, kind of sprinkle a little bit of. But this night was a lot more intelligent.
Oh, I heard.
Oh, yeah.
I said, we not that ratchet.
Thank you, to my intelligent co-host, Rock. Thank you for your input. Thank you for your input. You in the back, too. But this is the part of the show because we about to wrap this up so we can get out of here on time. Some of us got a long way to go. This is the part of the show where we give out the out-of-pocket award. This is when you find somebody, something, situation. Could be somebody you know, could be somebody in the media that you just want to get an out-of-pocket award in the spirit of the name of the show, the Seriously Out-of-Pocket Podcast. Ladies, do you... oh my God. Do we have enough time for it?
My out-of-pocket award goes to... Can I give two out-of-pocket awards?
Go ahead.
My first out-of-pocket award goes to Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
That's the first one. I don't understand. I still... Shut the fuck up, Shay. I still don't agree with Zaya, whatever his or her name is.
Wow.
Because you were talking about, and sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Did I send you guys the video with the white lady that gave the 10 points or whatever? I didn't know and you were talking about if he chose to go that far a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So it looks like they're letting him go ahead and
They said that he's going to let him start with taking estrogen or something, they said. But anywho, my first award goes to them because I feel like, even though I don't agree with that, I just feel like it's really Gabrielle Union. Like, because I watched their daughter, and from the day that the surrogate had the daughter, this little girl has never fucking dressed like a little girl. She dresses this baby like a little boy every day.
She puts the little hair wrap.
Oh, no, she don't put shit in the baby. Barely got hair. She don't put shit in the baby hair. Go ahead and pull up on Instagram the pictures, because she don't put shit in the baby hair.
See, this is what's wrong with
that. That's my first out-of-pocket award.
Welcome.
She took a whole nother thing.
That's my first out-of-pocket award.
CSI FBI.
My second out-of-pocket award goes to...
Welcome back to the Seriously Out-of-Pocket
Podcast. My second out-of-pocket award goes to everybody that's walking this... Kavaya, something like that. Everybody on this earth that had a problem with Kobe Bryant's memorial service. And the fact that his parents did not have a say or get up and speak anything or anything like that. My out-of-pocket award goes to them because at the end of the day, nobody knows this man's situation, but he has always been very boisterous about him not having a relationship and a messed up relationship at that with his mother and his father. People to sit there and clown like, Vanessa didn't let them speak or whatever. First of all, we don't know if they wanted to speak. We don't know if they actually spoke at the private ceremony that they had for him a few weeks ago. Hell, his own daughter didn't even speak. So maybe it just wasn't any personal people talking. But
I mean, she's just showing the picture.
She dressed like a little boy.
I think.
Have you seen any pictures of her looking like a boy?
I gotta put my hand down because I'm seeing
them. Have you seen any pictures of her looking like a boy?
She's like a little homeless girl, but.
She do look like a little homeless girl.
She looking like a little boy, yeah.
And she's not cute.
Wow. Okay. I just feel like she has a lot of hate in her
kid. I think, though, back to Kobe, I think it would probably been a bigger issue if his parents would have got up and said something. Because then it would have... I think
it would have been an issue, too, because... Him and the father was just getting on good terms. She has a page. Just now getting on good terms.
These two over
bro,
here.
Bro, she said the baby don't look like a girl because she be looking
The baby never looks like
she
a girl.
She be looking at Gabrielle Union page. Shame. And so the girl don't look like a girl. But the baby has her own damn Instagram page and she ain't looked at none of the pictures.
Shay, the only thing that sounds like a girl
Shay,
is a baby.
I'm canceling you for Shay, do you have an out-of-pocket award?
I got two, too.
Okay.
My first out-of-pocket award goes to people who have opinions about transitioning transgender individuals and have absolutely no fact and no education on it. Not zero education, has watched zero PBS documentary, zero Discovery Channel documentary, has read zero Google article, any type of definition from the AMA. They don't know shit about being transgender. They don't know shit about the period you have to wait and go through counseling for years to have gender reassignment surgery. They don't know shit about estrogen and how you can take testosterone. They don't know nothing about nothing. But they got all the fucking comments and opinions in the world. So if you're going to be opinionated about something, you just can't bring opinions. Bring some education with the opinion. Because an uninformed or misinformed opinion, what value are you adding to any conversation if everything you say starts with, I feel? Mm. I feel does not fund, does not validate the research world. And everything we do that's approved by our medical companies and insurance companies and recommended by everything else is based off what? Research. And research is based on fact. So all these uninformed opinions, I just don't think. Nobody will fuck what you think. Tell me what you know. Tell me what you read up on. Tell me how gender dysphoria is defined. Tell me if it's going to be covered. Tell me why it's not a medical illness or issue or whatever. They have no depth to the conversation. So at the end of the day, if you don't even know the process that Zaya is going to take, how can you be against it? You don't even know the process. You've not looked to seek any education. You just read in Facebook comments. But anyway,
number two.
The second one is the article I sent of the guy and the girl who got arrested.
Ah, yeah.
The mother.
Yeah, that's the white lady.
Yeah. So, white lady but black man.
Yeah.
Who's
that's
dude?
Deep.
That's sick as that's, hell.
But, oh, I ain't bashing. So I'm not bashing black men. But this is a black man who performed oral sex on an 8-year-old. The mom was in on it. They caught him because they got text messages with them going back and forth talking about, oh, yeah, she mine. She liked me. The mama want to see him do it to her. We know white people fucked up. I'm 1/8 white, okay? So I can talk about white people. I'm 1/8 white. We know white people fucked up. We know white people fucked up. But we have to talk about how we identify in our communities. This is a black man who has been wanting and touting and trying to get an 8-year-old little girl to sex him and has performed sexual acts on an 8-year-old and the mother approved.
In front of the girl with the mom.
No, he performed oral sex on the 8-year-old.
No, I'm saying. They perform sex and they make her watch
while they have sex. So let's just, you know.
And then the little girl kind of got a little smart with it because it says that she would try to push him onto the mom.
Because she has now been exposed to sexual activity. Yep. And they have introduced that in whatever kind of way they have. So they have normalized that for her. And now she's going to have to go through a whole healing journey.
That's sick. That's sick.
To become a woman, to be able to deal with the traumas that she's faced. But I ain't going to talk about it, but I'm going to still put it out there. He a black man who want to give head to an 8-year-old little white girl. We need to talk about that. Because we always, whenever we talk about the traumas that women face based on assaults, molestation, whatever it might be, we always like, dabble a little bit in the, well, it's always happened in the black family, but we don't ever say nothing.
She was white.
The mama white. That was her daughter.
But that doesn't mean the baby can't
be mixed. She could be mixed.
The girl's mixed.
She could be mixed. It doesn't matter. She got a white mama, and it was a black man who did it. He ain't mixed.
But I'm saying, what does the race of the child had to do with it?
Because
she said we always blame it. Us black.
We sit here and had a whole session. Wait a minute, listen. She might not identify as that. It's a whole lot of mixed kids that don't identify with being black. What I'm saying is we had a whole segment on how black girls are doomed and this and this and that and all this and this and that.
Had a whole segment.
Well, he kind of did. But we still have to look at this because, you know, it's true. Side note, we always look at news articles and we're like, damn, are they black or are they white? Are they black or are they white? And here you go. You got your cousin, them, homeboy, up here doing this. So we got to have a conversation about why women assault children and other men and other adults as well. But
why women allow it though? It's so many.
No, no, no. But no, no, no. I don't even see it from that. I don't victim blame. But what I'm saying is, it's when we talked about the statistics of women who have said they've been assaulted or raped or attempted to be and all that kind of stuff, they always 80% of the women I know personally have said it has happened to them by a black man. We gotta have a conversation. It ain't just, you know, job sexual harassment. No, we talking about my uncle raped me. My daddy touched me. So we gotta have this conversation instead of talking about why the black woman is doomed.
Hmm. I love it. And maybe we can talk about that at a different time. But we definitely need to touch on that, especially when he here.
Man. Especially he gonna be sitting here talking about the slave master. Yeah, we need to move to Ghana because they did it in the tribes.
Do either one of y'all have an out-of-pocket award? Anybody cutting up?
I mean, I keep up with the little hip hop stuff.
Okay, come on, who you got? TV, come on.
I think that Alexa Scott out of pocket.
She's on the nerves.
Girl. She said she paved the way for these bitches.
She didn't pave no way.
It's pretty much a competition about who's the bigger hoe. That's all it is.
I'm sorry, who is Alexa Scott again?
She's a
Fetty Wap, baby daddy. I mean, baby mama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you
know
what I mean.
She's a video vixen. She's an Instagram thot.
I'm sorry, who is she paved the way for?
Nobody. Other Instagram thoughts.
She's trying to say Instagram thoughts and video vixens. But there was video vixens coming mamas. Before her. Kareem Stephens and everybody else was way before her.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Ari, which Fletcher. Is G Herbo.
I know that one.
So, she was out of pocket, too. Yeah. She wasn't out of pocket until she said, hold your daughter tight. Type shit. Knowing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of feel like that was out of pocket because, you know, her daughter got this, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Whatever the case may be.
You got to slow down.
So, Ari Fletcher.
Ari
responded.
Uh-huh.
Because it came to a point where they said Alexis Scott was trying to be like Ari.
Gotcha.
Like, she dressed like Ari. She wanted to be like, everything she do is like Ari.
Okay.
Which I don't feel is true.
Right.
But Ari, got on Twitter and she's made a whole little paragraph in the end, and she said, I paved the way for you bitches.
Ari said that?
No.
Alexa Scott.
She said that.
Okay, what Ari said?
Ari said, paved the way.
This is what Twitter speculated Ari said. Ari made a general statement about someone. She didn't put a name on it.
Uh-huh.
Alexis felt hit.
Uh-huh.
So Alexis responds and says, oh, you bitches, I paved the way for y'all. Make sure y'all bow to the queen. Stupid shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Ari responds, they have a whole little beef. Jada, little baby's baby mother, gets involved. So now it's, I had your man. Oh, I could get him back. It's this, all this. Then we bring in children in. We talking about
whole. So basically they were being non-communicative babies and immature ass little kids going back and forth.
All on Instagram and Twitter, yes.
Okay, yeah. We're going to wake up one day. It ain't going to be no Facebook, no Instagram, or no Twitter. We're going to be fucked up. Well, not we. The people who like.
I will.
Some people depend on that for their money.
Yeah. No. I don't mean from that perspective. I mean, some people don't know how to have.
Either they don't have
a person they can talk to. They don't know how to express their emotions. What they really need is a therapist, but they use social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of this shit you see people posting going Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill and all this other bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I don't bemo believe Meek Mill. I don't bemo believe none of that shit how Nicki said it happened in the store. I don't think that.
To me, when I see the beef, I kind of like see it and I just scroll right past it. Because I feel like those generations of people, and I don't even want to say generation, but they don't know. They don't know how to express their feelings without looking like an ass on social media.
Pretty much.
They need therapists. All of them need therapists.
But then you got black folk like us that be in our phones like, ooh.
Nah, but I got one even worse than that when it affects our young girls. But that's because I'm directly affected by that with social media. And I could go on for a whole nother hour on that. But because we got to get up out of here.
We
out of pocket. I'm not finna even delve on this. I'm going to just say, and I love this woman. But I just not like
Oprah and Kel?
Jada.
I saw somebody write something about that.
Yeah, she just put Snoop on blast. She had Snoop on the Red Table show. And then she got Snoop up there and she basically told him to his face when he said what he said about Gayle, she felt like he was talking to her mama.
Oh,
Why?
Well, how old is Gail?
Her mama age? I don't know. Probably. But well, no, she meant that in the sense that she felt like that Snoop was talking about all black women.
Snoop didn't, but all black women would, well, I should say all. Most black women would agree with, the whole world almost agree with Snoop.
There's a lot of black women that do agree with Snoop. Like, she did something and she's not being accountable for
right,
it.
Right, all he did was publicly say something we all
and that's saying. That's the bigger issue. So, Jada, and then to come to find out that the reason why Jada did it, I guess Oprah had a lot to do with her show, her Red Table show getting started. So I was just like, Jada.
So wait, Jada can be swayed and not Gail?
Right.
Wait a minute. Let's back up to the foundation of the interview.
Jada said it's not about her.
No. That's what Jada said. Jada can be swayed to blast Snoop.
But not,
who the popular opinion stands behind him, but Gail couldn't be swayed to do what she did.
Right.
Come on, man. It's a revolving circle. Everybody is ran by somebody when it comes to that. So,
well, I definitely
Oprah is bringing her show back, vintage episodes to podcasts. So apparently, podcasts are what's in right now.
Okay. Well, we're definitely in.
Did only because you look like you was ready.
Before we get out of here, do we have anything to push, anything to promote?
Yes.
Fuck her cruise.
Oh yeah, she has a cruise coming up.
The backyard camp out is this Saturday.
Fuck your camp out.
And we full. You can't come.
I'm coming. Shit. I'm staying at y'all tent.
You might be coming, but you won't be staying at
the
house.
Hey.
Right, October 3rd through the 8th, y'all. $25 deposit.
Dubai when?
Dubai March 7th.
Oh yeah.
And what is this?
Her cruise.
One cruise. So we're going to the Caribbean. So part of two places in the Bahamas, and then we're going to Turks and Caicos.
In October.
But it's a 5-day cruise. Cabin starting off about $550. That includes all utilities, everything. And we're
leaving. Can I be in your room?
Yeah, come on
with me. I thought you was gonna be in my room last. Oh, never mind.
We can get connecting rooms.
No. You got anything to plug?
I make wigs and stuff, so I'm starting my business.
Is it called Wigs and Stuff?
Yes. No, I'm going to say it's called Royal Brady 365.
Say it slow.
Chicago stuff.
Royal Beauty 365.
Okay.
Can you say it right here?
Royal Beauty 365.
Okay. See that attitude? She didn't even put her mouth to the mic.
Damn, do I want to buy? Do I want to buy your wigs, or you want to put your mouth?
See what I'm saying?
That was about to open a whole nother hour.
What page you sent us? Hers. Miss Attitude.
Who? What?
The page. The IG. What's your name? The DSW one.
That's her.
Oh, that was you.
Y'all weren't supposed to know that.
That's why I'm with the attitude.
I don't fuck that. That's why you can't judge an Instagram because she's a ratchet one and you're not.
Oh,
but I know you ratchet too, because I see your eyelashes.
Just, oh yeah,
I
girl,
see your eyelashes. Not. You ain't fooling me.
Look
at the nails and the eyelashes.
She
girl.
Just, she
got a little, you know, trying to trick us.
I ain't got no sense.
So,
y'all friends,
sisters.
Yeah.
What? Revelation?
Makes sense.
She was speaking through her. All right, I want to plug out. I got a cousin, DB Jet. What's up, DB? She does the candles and the soaps and stuff.
Ooh,
she
natural?
Yes. And she just hit me up during this podcast to let us know that the website is now live. www.dbjet.com. I'm going to tag her in the post too. www.dbjet.com. She got some cool candles. She uses like lemons and oranges and stuff, and yeah, just it looked dope when the light hit
real
it.
Natural shit.
Yeah, it's like supernatural. So, man, you guys are welcome back anytime. I hope you enjoyed yourself back over in the corner. This is the Seriously Out of Pocket podcast, and we will see you on the other side. You feel me?